Welcome to the Small Business Whole Health Podcast. We help you stay happy, healthy, and whole so your small business can thrive and stay vital in this ever-changing world. With holistic coaches and small business owners, Jill and Dan.
Hello, and welcome to Small Business Whole Health Podcast. I'm here today, I'm Jill, with my podcasting partner in crime, Dan.
Hello.
Flinging my pen across the room.
Yeah, you called me Dan that time, and last week I was calling myself Daniel, the official title.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, I didn't realize we were going official for the podcast.
We're going official.
And today's topic is going to be how to be consistently consistent, because that is the one thing that we deal with all the time in our lives and with people who we train and in business, is to just get things done. Do you agree, Dan?
Absolutely. If you're consistent, you can be held accountable, then you're going to get results. There's a lot of different tactics to use to get someone healthy and to run a business. But if you do the basics consistently, majority of the time, you're going to get good results.
This is true. And we have got five of our top tips to get this done. So we'll go through those in due course. So just tell us, Dan, what have you been up to this week first?
This week, I've been continuing with my online programs of mainly high intensity interval training, and I'm absolutely knackered because even though I plan the workouts, for some reason this week I made them especially hard and I've felt the toll, so I need to have a bit of a rest and relaxation and go inward a little bit and recover.
Yeah, isn't it? Do you find as well, I think we've talked about this before, that when we're teaching in classes that we're not doing all the stuff, but doing it on Zoom, we are going to be like a race of superhumans by the time we get out of here.
Yeah, it's a bit different, isn't it? When you're teaching in actual 3D, when you're with someone, you can just demonstrate
in 3D.
in the third dimension. You mainly demonstrate and then you go around correcting people's technique and help. So although you do a little bit, you're not actually doing the full class. I think me and you both are doing like 5, 6, sometimes 7 classes a week now. So it's been a bit of a shock to the system.
It has, but I'm getting used to it now. And I tell you what, my shoulders, I've been doing loads of like side bends and side planks in my classes. Normally I just do one and then walk around, but I've been doing like them all and I can really feel my shoulders are like strengthening.
Yeah.
We'll be looking like Arnold Schwarzenegger by the time we're out.
Yeah. Well, there was someone who did the kettlebell class the other night and she only had an 8 kilo kettlebell.
I saw that. Bless her. Hello. Oh my goodness. I couldn't do that with an 8 kilo kettlebell.
No, but I like the dedication though.
Absolutely.
So what have you been up to?
What have I been doing? I've been doing like loads of things. This is what we're going to talk about in our consistently consistent stuff. I've been doing lots of things, but nothing specific. I don't think the weather has been just awful, hasn't it? But I have released a new program that we are going to start at the end of June, which is called Flatten Your Abs, because I am hearing from lots of women who I train, I think it's with being in lockdown as well, diet's gone to pot, probably drinking a bit too much than what you normally do, you're not getting out and about as much, working from home, kids at home. So I think it's taken its toll on people, especially women. So we're going to kickstart it on the end of June. So if anybody's listening who wants to join, there's still a few spaces left.
Because it's a bit of a misconception. A lot of people with abdominals, they just do a lot of abdominal training. They don't think about inflammation and diet and posture, which can have more of an effect than just doing abdominal training.
Absolutely. And elimination.
Yeah, that's part of the digestive system, which is...
Certainly is. One of the detox... You're going to ask me now, what are the detox?
What's the five detox
methods? I knew you were going to ask me that. You asked me that before. Okay, five detox methods. Where's that the body gets rid of its toxins, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Breath, respiration.
Yeah, so that's a clue with it all ending Asian.
Asian, okay.
I don't know if I can remember them, but...
Elimination, urination, perspiration, and... I don't know the last one.
It escapes my mind as well.
So that's our challenge.
Just think of any word that ends in Asian.
So we'll remember that. It'll come to us during the podcast, but that is the five ways of detoxification.
Yeah.
Okay, Dan. So let's crack on today with our five top tips to get things done and to be consistent. So, you know, when you start out on a, let's say a fitness program or a diet plan, you're all there, you're motivated and you're going to do this and everything's rosy. You've got your plan. And then after a couple of weeks, you go, and then the bad habits start creeping in and it just, they just creep, don't they, first? You know, the odd glass of wine here, you miss a session there. And then before you know it, you're not doing anything. It's happened to us all, hasn't it? We've all had these good intentions.
Yeah, it goes from a nice thought that you want to be on a new diet or start a new business to then being in the actual battlefield, as it were. And then a lot of the bad habits can creep in because it can be tough.
So our first top tip is know your why. Why do you want to do this thing, whatever it is? And go deep with your why as well. So why do you want a new business? Why do you want to get fit? Why do you want to lose some weight? Know your why.
Yeah, there's a good book and a good TED Talk by Simon Sinek called Start With Why. That's a good resource for people if they want to. It's like the YouTube video is 15-20 minutes. It's really popular and it's pretty eye-opening, isn't it? It's how the most successful companies, it's their ethos of how they've become so successful. And it's, they don't try and sell you a product. They tell you kind of why you need it in the first place. And it really works, doesn't it?
It does. And that's why all of these, you know, these professional coach, like the body coach, let's say, why they get you to take before photos, because they're a powerful motivator to keep you going. If you feel like you're going to eat that cake or, you know, have that drink, take a look at your photo, your before photo, and you can see how far you've come and you know that you don't want to go back to there. I think Tony Robbins says the past is a powerful motivator. And I think that's true. And that's why we get all of these, you know, like you have to baseline where you're starting from.
Yeah, everyone's going to fall off the track to some degree. And when you do, if you know your why strong enough, that's just going to be enough to get you back going again in the right direction. If you don't have a strong enough why and you start to get into bad habits and you fall off the wagon, it's going to be a lot harder to get going again because you don't know why you're doing it. So you don't have a motive. So it's really important to drill down on the deep issue of why you're doing what you're doing in the first place.
Absolutely. And it all comes from the head first, isn't it? Both you and I know if you want to train a person, you have to get their head in the right place first before you even start with their body. Otherwise, it's not going to work.
Not yet. It's, to be honest, 90% of it's just an inner game. It's just a mental battle between you and you, isn't it?
Yeah. You're only competing against yourself.
Yeah, exactly. A lot of the time this journey you go on, it's not going to be packaged the way you thought it was going to be. Like, you're going to get challenges and they're going to be challenges which you never expected. And you're going to get little victories which you never thought you'd be pleased about. It might be in the same ballpark, but it never comes the way you think it's going to, does it?
No. And I've been doing a course where they do the 7 levels deep. So you start off with what your goal is, whatever. So you could say, why do you want to start? Why do you want a business? And then you go, why? And then you ask yourself why 7 times. So you should try that, listeners, if you are struggling to find your why. Just keep asking yourself it 7 times over and write it down. So say, I want to get slimmer. Why? I want to fit in my jeans. Why? And because all my friends can fit into their jeans. So why is that important to you? Because I feel like an outsider. And you get really deep. And it's really interesting to go that deep with it, because it's not just enough to lose weight to look good. It has to be something, you know, internal, that it's triggering something in your head that you want to fit in, or something very deep. So do the 7, ask yourself why 7 times. That's a good top tip.
Yeah, it really does work. There's always that deep driving factor, and it's a lot of the time it's buried under superficial reasons. And until you drill down and try and unearth what is actually forcing you to do this or even think about this, then your chance to keep starting and stopping and starting and stopping.
Yeah.
But if you get to the real root of what's going on, it's enough to help you get back on track when you do slip, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. So what's our next one is number two, schedule. Make a schedule. Write it down in your diary. Whatever it is that you want to be doing every day, whether it's to go for a run or to eat healthily, make a plan and follow it. It's not very good making a plan and not following it, but keep appointments with yourself. You wouldn't stop an appointment with somebody else, would you? You know, but when we think about keeping appointments with ourselves, we don't factor that in really, do we?
It's so essential, but it's dead easy as well. If you just say, right, I'm just going to work out. And if you just get it into your calendar that I'm going to do 20 minutes on every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday, give yourself a time and give yourself every chance of success. You might be going to work out every morning before you go to work, but set it up the night before and make it just as important as going to work. Like, we need to prioritize. If it's really important to us, we need to prioritize. That's something I've come to learn as well, like myself going through business and health. Treat it as more important than some other things in your life. If you're really that focused on it, you set yourself up for every opportunity to win, plan it out. It's like just putting your trainers by the back door or making your meals the day before so you don't have a chance of eating out and eating unhealthy.
Yeah.
Like, I think it's really important.
Things like scheduling your posts on social media. You can do those any day and just schedule a whole week's worth of posts if that's one of your targets for business. And just, make a plan and just stick to it. That's our top tip as well. Top tip number two. Okay. Top tip number three. Are you ready? This is the one that I struggle with. Stick with one thing. I'm like 10 times everything. I'll do it all. Da, da, da. And then I end up doing nothing. I end up running around like a headless chicken. So stick with one thing and get that done and then go on to the next thing and then go on to the next thing.
Yeah. There's a few. I know we've already done a quotes podcast, but there's a few quotes come to mind.
Oh, go on then.
With regards to that. You probably heard it before, but try to catch two rabbits and you'll catch none. Have you heard that one before?
No. Have you? Chew, you've just not made that one up.
No, I've heard it before. But there's another one, which is almost identical, but what is it? A bird in the hand is worth two in the bush. Have you heard that?
Yes, I've heard that one. That's a famous one.
Yeah. So it's essentially, if you just try and do everything and you're scatterbrained, then you're not going to get anything done. Why not just complete one task, move on to the next, or schedule your time out where you're focused on something, right? That's done. And you focus on something else. I'm the same to some degree because we're both doing online courses at the moment and they hit you with all this new technology and software and courses and it can be a little bit overwhelming. But if you just schedule out, say, even just for a day, right, I'm just going to drill down and learn this, or just the next hour, I'm going to figure this section out. You're just a lot more productive, aren't you?
I know. I was just having this conversation the other day with a friend and she was like, you're really good at all that stuff. And I'm like, yeah, but I wasn't. I wasn't when I started. It's just that I've taken the time out to learn it or watch videos. You can learn anything from YouTube these days. There's a YouTube video, isn't there? So, just take the time out to do it and it'll make a massive difference.
Yeah, but you need to focus on that as well. You need to try and eliminate distractions. We listened to another podcast, John Lee Dumas, Entrepreneurs on Fire. And one of the first podcasts I listened to with him, he said people always seem overwhelmed by all this technology and if they want to get the business off the ground and they don't feel as though they have imposter syndrome where they don't feel like an expert. And he said, he's like, just take a damn weekend, go on YouTube. You might get 28 hours worth of watching YouTube videos in. And honestly, by the end of 2 days, to somebody else, you will feel like an expert.
True.
There's no excuse.
I know. And look at us, podcasting away.
I mean, it's a trial by fire because, God, how many mistakes have we made?
Yeah, I know.
Quite a few.
We've got all the gear and no idea now.
Yeah.
I think one of the things that really helps me, though, which focuses my mind, because I don't know, when you've got kids and dogs and businesses, there's like loads of competing priorities, I find. So one thing that I really, really rely on is the Pomodoro technique. So it's where you set a timer for 22 minutes and it's come from the old tomato Pomodoros. I don't know what they were timing something. So you set a timer for 22 minutes and you just focus on that one thing for 22 minutes And then when the time is up, you stop and you go away, you make a cup of tea, and then you can decide whether you continue with that for another 22 minutes or you move on to the next thing. It's amazing what you can do in 22 minutes of complete focus on something. It's quite interesting.
Yeah, yeah, I do it because you kind of get competitive with yourself.
Yeah.
When I set the timer, I make sure I can see it. So I think, well, I've only got 7 minutes left to get as much done as I can. And you feel as though you earn that little rest.
Yeah.
And also, I think it's very good for creativity. So say if you're someone who like writes posts or blogs, or you have a creative outlet, you sometimes might get writer's block, for instance, and then you have that 5 or 7 minute break and you do something totally different. You have a cup of tea, do some exercise, get some fresh air, and you come back to your next batch of work and it just comes to you straight away.
Yeah. It's about conscious and unconscious brain, isn't it? So you switch on your unconscious brain by having focus, and then you stop it and you go back into the subconscious brain to do something like a task, like make a cup of tea. But your unconscious brain is still working on the problem in the background, so that when you then come back to focus on it, you've got all the answers. It's really interesting, the psychology behind it.
Yeah, and it probably happens to everyone in everyday life, but they just don't kind of realize that it happens. A lot of the time you think of this great idea when you're just about to go to sleep or when you're in the shower. Mm-hmm. When you sat at your laptop,
it doesn't happen.
You just go blank, yeah.
And that's why it's really important to just take breaks and things as well, because that's when you start to get the ideas. So the next one, number 4, is get back on the wagon as soon as you can, because we all fall off the wagon every now and then, and well, all the time. But get back on. Don't turn one bad day into a bad month, into a bad year. Just keep going.
Yeah, it's important as well, because once you know that you can fall off and get back on track, then I found that when you come to coaching people or helping other people, they know that you're a human being and they know that you fell off as well. But you just think, well, there's a Chinese proverb, fall down 7, stand up 8, or something like that. Mm-hmm. Like, you just have to keep going. All these successful people are people who you aspire to be like. They've failed more than you've even tried, essentially. You just have to get back on it, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely. I've heard I don't know if it's Tony Robbins, it might be, he talks about the success tax that you have to pay to be successful at anything. And he says everybody has to pay the success tax. It just doesn't happen overnight. Like, we've all got a certain amount of tax to pay. And he says, like, imagine if you stopped and you only had another 10 minutes or 10 pounds to pay to your success tax. So I like to think of it like that. Like, everybody has to pay it and has to do their, no one's an overnight success, but you've just got to get back on it and keep going with it.
Yeah. And that links back into tip number 1, realize why you're doing it.
That's why it was number 1, because that is the number 1 thing. Keep going.
And acknowledge that you're going to have setbacks. But if you think about it, if you shine a bit of a different perspective on it, I found that there's no such thing as failure. There's just learning. You might have a really good day, but what did you really learn? But then when you have a setback or a so-called failure, it's just, oh, well, it didn't go the way I thought. I've just learned that I don't do it that way. There must be a better way to do it.
Yeah.
If you put a different perspective on it, it keeps you positive, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think you learn the most from your mistakes as well, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, the final one, which I think we all have, is ignore the inner dickhead. Because we've all got one in there going, you can't do that. Who's telling you that you can do that? Why would you do it like that? You know, if I read a book once and he said, if a friend spoke to you the way that your own brain speaks to you, then would you be actually friends with them?
It's a good way to think of it, isn't it?
Mm.
Was that book The Chimp Paradox by any chance?
No. But I can't remember. It was The Unhinged. I don't think it was The Unhinged Brain. I can't remember what it's called now. The something on something brain.
I just said that because the chimp paradox talks about that. It's kind of ignore the inner chimp, isn't it?
Mm. I love The Chimp Paradox, actually. That's a really good book. We didn't have that in our book list. When the chimp is out and rampaging around, that's not a good time.
Get it back in the cage.
Yeah. So yeah, I always like to think about the inner dickhead as the negative committee in your head. And they're always going to be there. And what I think is, like, even successful people will have the inner dickhead. But how do you get past it? Just how do you ignore it? Some people find it really, really tough.
I think with the advent of social media, it's a lot harder because people compare themselves a lot. Mm-hmm. And they only see the good stuff. So like people are going to tune in and think, oh, Jill and Dan have this amazing podcast.
Yeah, of course they will think that.
That was an inside joke because it's actually a bit of a joke that me and you are even doing a podcast. But all the stuff that we've messed up on, the amount of time we spent procrastinating for doing it.
Oh God, yeah.
That was just the inner dickhead. There's no other way than just to do it and then learn from your mistakes.
And look at us now.
Yeah.
Podcasting.
We're 1% better than when we were 6 weeks ago.
But yeah, just ignore the inner dickhead because it's really hard. But it's just everybody has that thing. I always think taking action really does silence that as well. You know, that thing that you're procrastinating over. Just keep going and keep doing it and then ignore the thing in your head that's telling you to stop. Again, what does it come back down to, Dan?
Why are you doing this in the first place? The dream.
Yes, the dream.
North Star.
It's the dream. You know what? We've got all the way through this podcast nearly. Those are our five top tips. And you've not mentioned the hero's journey.
You haven't mentioned hormones, Martha, or habits.
Yeah. But this is perfect hero's journey, isn't it? It's, you know, why do you want to set out on a path? Know your why. The hero always has something happen to them in the early stages that sets them on a path. They stick to the path. Then things knock them off. They get back on the path.
Yeah, they find people to help them.
Yeah.
And they find people who want to knock them off the path.
And they find people telling them that they can't do it.
Yeah, and in the end, you come back a new person. And then you can help other people along their journey as well, which is probably the most rewarding thing I find.
Yeah, that's the final stage of, isn't it the Alcoholics Anonymous thing is to...
I don't know, I've never been at that confession, Jill.
The 12 stages of...
12-step program.
Yeah, the 12-step program. The last step in the program is to help others.
Give it back,
yes. And we'll give back our podcasting expertise.
Maybe a while before. We can class ourselves experts, yeah.
If anybody wants it. Those are the 5 steps. And I think if you stick to those, you will get stuff done. And I think that's the hardest. The hardest thing, as we know, is when January comes around and everybody wants to be fit and we've got lovely full classes and everyone's loving it. And then it comes to March and half of them have gone.
And yeah, it's pretty predictable, isn't it?
Yeah. And, you know, if you can kind of get people in and just say, keep doing it. And even if you're not getting the results that you want straight away, those are all paying in. It's paying into the success tax. And now I'm going to mention the habits, atomic habits. He's got a name for that. That it's like, you know, when you pull back an arrow, those things are just building up in the background to shoot you forward. But you can't see them right now, but they will be there.
It's a big picture game, isn't it? So if you think a year from now, even if this week and the previous 2 weeks, you feel as though you haven't gained anything, you might have just had little wins, but then those little wins over a year really add up. And if you didn't do those things and you look back in 12 months' time and you think, oh God, imagine if I had all those little victories, what I would know now. You kind of get time back.
Yeah, absolutely. And Tony Robbins, I keep quoting Tony Robbins today for some reason. Yeah. He says, most people over-predict what they can do in 1 year, but under-predict what they can do in 5 years. Now, that's that's a good one for business in particular, because when you first start out in a business, like, I've got to get this done, I've got to have a website, I've got to do this, I've got to do that. And you try and get everything done. But actually, if you plan 5 years ahead where you want to be, and I'm just at my 5-year mark now. And when I look back at the stuff that I thought I needed, so half the stuff I didn't need, and I've got to this point without it. And also some of the stuff that I thought I could do in the first year, I did it on year 3 or year 4. And, you know, it's not held me back in any way that I haven't done it. It's just all a big learning curve, isn't it?
Mainly if you figure out whatever your goal is, if you can get really good at the basics, that really helps, doesn't it? So I've listened to an audio book recently and he came out with a good quote. You don't rise to the level of your expectations, you fall to the level of your training. That essentially means when you can't be bothered and you've fallen off the wagon, you're not going to magically like achieve that dream goal which you set yourself. You're going to fall to the level of that minimum baseline you set. So if you set the baseline, getting all the basics right, for instance, just eating healthy just becomes normal, and just going to the gym becomes normal. Even if it's a crap workout, like at least you did it. You've just fallen to the minimum level. But if you make that minimum level as good as you can in 5 years, you're going to be so much better, aren't you?
I think he was taking from the original quote by James Clear, which is, you don't rise to the level of your goals, you fall to the level of your systems.
Well, I'll let them two fight it out because you're far more successful than me and you.
Yeah, Dan. So there we go. That's our podcast today. How to be consistently consistent. So listeners, if you have any other suggestions or comments, then please let us know.
Yeah, any tips on how you guys stay consistent? Me and Jill need your help as well. As you can tell, we're scrambling through life just like everyone else.
Everyone's winging it.
Yeah, but we're just recording it.
Yeah, we're just recording it or winging it. No, it's all good. So yeah, so Dan, what are you up to this week?
This week, I will be doing week 3 of my 21-day challenge. So lots more exercise. I'm really into audiobooks at the moment and learning. So I spent a lot of time walking outside, even though the weather's been crap, and just getting these downloads of information into my monkey brain.
Don't you find, I've been finding this lately though, there's so much information. I'm just like, I want to know about that, and I want to know about that, and I want to know about that. And then how to be consistent, isn't it? I need to listen to myself.
Yeah.
But there's so much good stuff coming out. I don't know whether it's because everyone's in lockdown. So many people are putting good stuff out that I just think, God, to like absorb it. I wish there was a way that you could just put your hand on a book and then know all the information.
You need to do a speed reading course.
Yeah, I cannot. You know, I don't know how people are saying they're bored, because I just can't keep up with the amount of stuff I need to have inside my head.
I've found there's that saying, the more you know, the more you realize you don't know. So you might get interested in a new topic and you might learn a little bit on it, and all of a sudden this whole thing opens up and you're like, God, I didn't know it was this deep. That's what I'm like with all this online software and people who are really successful, they make it look easy, don't they?
Yeah.
But they've been doing it 10 years, so they know the systems inside out.
Yeah, exactly.
So you think, oh, I can do that. And then you start learning a little bit and you're like, oh, this is actually really difficult.
But Dan, you have gained some skills since January, haven't you?
Yeah, I have. It's been fun. You feel like you're in the deep end sometimes, learning how to edit podcasts and videos and funnels and websites, but got to learn. It's enjoyable.
Yeah.
So where's the best place to find you and what you're doing this week?
So this week, what am I doing this week? I actually don't know. I'm probably doing the same as what I've been doing the last other weeks, like homeschooling the kids, running my business, learning, trying to learn all the things I could learn. I am at organicpilates.co.uk. And if you want to find my program, you can find it in the shop section, as long as this podcast gets out before the 29th of June. What do you reckon, Dan?
Yes.
Yes.
In my mind, it's already out there.
Then you can join us. It's going to be good, actually. I'm looking forward to it. And where can we find you?
The best place is on Facebook with Daniel Purvis, Health and Fitness. Yeah, it's easy. Just look at me from there.
And you can see Dan doing his...
Yeah, a video of me looking absolutely exhausted and... Bedraggled with a big scruffy beard and haircut. But I'm actually booked in to get a haircut.
We haven't done beard watch this week.
The most exciting thing that's happened to me. I'm booked in to get my haircut. But it's not till like July the 10th.
Man, I know. Well, Stephen got his tooth fixed.
Oh, did he?
Yesterday, yes. So he doesn't look like the village idiot anymore.
Even though he acts like it.
Let's hope he never listens to this podcast. He's not allowed to listen.
But listeners, if you enjoyed this, our mad ramblings, and you liked anything in part of it, then pass the pod. But if you didn't like it, then just keep it as a little secret to yourself.
And don't pass it. Yeah. Well, do pass it, because somebody else might like it. You know, everyone's entitled to their own opinions.
Yeah, of course. And if you've got any tips on how to keep consistent or any topics you would like me and Jill to discuss, let us know. Leave us a little review. We really would appreciate it.
And subscribe. And
hit the sub.
And
we'll see you soon in another episode.
Bye.